Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal unfortunately confirms other trends we are seeing. We explore that and we try to find the good news. As some of our listeners say, stop having kids. I disagree with that. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA Today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We are going to start this week on some depressing news, but it needs to be talked about. There will be a silver lining that we'll get to. The Wall Street Journal has published a shocking poll, a poll that every single one of you need to think about and study because it challenges some of the, let's just say, one-liners that I hear all the time. I hear from people, they say, Charlie, our politics are bad, our government is bad, but the people are stronger than ever. The people are more patriotic than ever. Let's see if that's true. The Wall Street Journal says, quote, Americans pull back from values that once defined the United States, WSJNORC poll finds. Now, this poll could be super off. However, what makes this poll credible is that they do it multiple times throughout the year, so that there's something to compare it to. So it's not just an isolated data set. They have data from years past of sample size to show what are the trends. And the trends should not fluctuate more than maybe 5 to 7 and maybe 10%. And they ask Americans, what matters to you? What are the values that you hold? Wall Street Journal publishes patriotism, religious faith, even having children, and other priorities that help define the national character for generations are receding in importance to Americans. The survey conducted with NORC at the University of Chicago, a nonpartisan research organization, finds the country sharply divided by political party over social trends, such as the push for racial diversity in business and the use of gender-neutral pronouns. So here's what's incredible. In 1998, I was 5 years old. I was 5 years old in 1998. The country I grew up in, according to the Wall Street Journal, 70% of Americans in 1998, when I was 5 years old, believed that patriotism was very important to them. 70%. It's a country I grew up in. It's a country many of you remember. 70% of Americans believe in the year 1998 that patriotism was a core value. In 2019, just a couple years ago, 61% of Americans believed that patriotism was a core value. A 9-point drop, but not too concerning. 9-point, okay, we could maybe revive that a little bit. 4 years later, today, according to this Wall Street Journal poll, 38%, a minority of Americans, think patriotism is an important value. 38%. America being identified as patriotism or patriotic, it's dropped 23 points in the last 4 years. 23 points. 42 points down since when I was raised as a five-year-old. What's changed in the last 4 years? Well, a lot has changed. In the stock market, this is called a cataclysmic crash. This is a canary in the coal mine. I'm going to explore some of my theories, but it doesn't stop there. So patriotism is down 32 points since the 1998. It's down 23 points in the last 4 years. Patriotism has gone off a cliff. And by the way, many of you have emailed me, say, Charlie, the country's more patriotic than ever. It's the institutions that are broken. This poll is showing that's not true. This poll is showing that there's a profound sense of national decline. We have to take a pause and we have to acknowledge, according to this data, the country has changed a lot in the last 4 years. The actual fiber, the DNA of the country that we are dealing with is completely different than it was 4 years ago. How about this? Religion. When I was 5 years old in 1998, 62% of America said that being religious was very important to you. 62%. 4 years ago, 48% of America felt that being religious was very important to them. And now, today, 39% of Americans believe religion is important to them. It's been cut in half since 1998. In the last 25 years, America valuing religion has been cut in half. Now, this one's really interesting. I learned this from the great Dennis Prager, and I repeated this, and almost very few people, I think, quite understood what Dennis was saying and what I was saying, because I thought it was one of the smartest things that Dennis has ever said, which is he argues that everything is a value. And for years, we believed that the process of procreation was natural, that people would want to have children, that it's in your DNA, that every person will want to replicate themselves. That is not true. If you have the technology available to you, now doing the act of having a child, having sex, that is natural. Yeah, people are still, well, actually, they're not even doing that as much as they used to. But even that's in decline, which is remarkable when you think about it. Kids just look at pornography and play video games all day long, unfortunately. But even that is still happening at certain rates, but actually procreation and the replication of the species is no guarantee. You have to teach people that having children is a moral good. This is the most shocking of all the numbers. And if you go back to the Charlie Kirk Show archives, in the summer of 2020, we did a podcast and we were laughed at, we were scorned, nobody took us seriously, and we said we are on the verge of a population collapse. And people scoffed at us and laughed. They said, oh, what are you talking about? We have too many people as it is. In 1998, when I was 5 years old, 59% of Americans believed having children was very important to them. In 2019, 4 years ago, 43%. So it was down 16 points from 1998 to 2019. Today, only 1 out of 3 Americans believe having children is important. 70% of Americans believe having children is not important. 70%. Only 30% of Americans believe that having children is a moral good for society. It has collapsed 13 points in the last 4 years. How about community involvement? This one is really fascinating. In 1998, 47% of Americans believed being involved in your community was important in 1998. That number actually dramatically increased in 2019. In 2019, 62% of Americans said that getting involved in your community was important, was good. Now, 27%. We want nothing to do with our neighbor. We want nothing to do with the community group. We want nothing to do with the local Boy Scout troop. Only 27% of Americans want to do anything involved in their community, not important to them. Wall themselves off. I don't want to talk to my neighbors. I don't want to talk to my fellow citizens. Lockdowns, rather wear masks. And every warning we put forth on this program saying, hey, maybe the lockdowns are going to make us less human. Maybe they're going to make us a nation of foreigners and strangers. Maybe these masks are actually going to make us very impersonal. It'll make us a meaner society. It'll make us a crueler society. Lockdowns, work from home, just the total decapitation of civil and civic society. So it actually went up in 2019. When Donald Trump was president, 62% of Americans, at almost a record high, believed that being involved in your community was a moral good. And now 27% believe, a vast majority, and this only confirms Robert Putnam's book, The Bowling Alone, which said this country's falling apart and you guys don't realize and recognize it. And the one, we're going to get to the final one, but there is a value that has gone up in importance to people. There is a value that matters a lot more. There's something that actually has increased in importance. And I'm going to tell you what that is. It's not patriotism. It's not God. It's not religion. It's not having children. And it's not community involvement. But it's something else. And it's not all that good. Something else is actually increasing in people's importance. Look, you guys have got to subscribe to Good Ranchers today. When you subscribe, you get free bacon for a year this month too. Over $100 of free Applewood smoked bacon. Look, 24 ounces of Applewood smoked bacon will be added to your box each year for free. That is 100% American high-quality bacon sourced from local farms. Despite what the bad guys say, bacon can actually be really good for you. You need fat. You need cholesterol in your diet. Not too much of it, but bacon is not the enemy that everyone says that it is, especially if you maintain a relatively good diet. It can actually be really, really good for you for mental clarity and to get rid of brain fog. This offer won't last forever, so they should act now before it's gone. You can use your code to get a bonus $20 off at checkout. So go to goodranchers.com, goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk. That is goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk. I think the world of Good Ranchers. Check it out. That is goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk. And again, $20 off, goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk. Check it out today, goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk. The overwhelming majority of you refuse to acknowledge the poll is accurate. You might be right, but for example, somebody says, Charlie, there's no way that this poll is correct. For example, Charlie, you're probably terribly wrong. You must factor in comprehension level. For example, is patriotism important, or are people really less religious? But the poll is actually consistent with other irrefutable data trends. For example, people are having less children. That is a fact. The birth rate is down, and people going to church is down. So this poll is actually consistent with other data. So you might not like the poll. I find the poll to be interesting because we have a prior data point, and someone says, Charlie, we can't trust them because they're the Wall Street Journal poll. Okay, that's fine, but what would the Wall Street Journal's agenda be here? To just make you demoralized? Okay, but I'm not really following it. Sometimes you have to admit that there's bad news out there and you have to do something about it. I'm not celebrating this. I'm not doing this with delight or joy, obviously. Vast majority of you, though, emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com, are saying there's no way it's true. This is not America. We're more patriotic than ever. In fact, one right here that says, Charlie, why are you reading this Wall Street Journal poll? I've never seen patriotism so high, and religion in my community has never been more robust. Maybe you live in Oklahoma somewhere, and I don't mean that negatively. And those are anecdotes, but the fact is this, two facts, okay? Church attendance is down, and people are having less children than ever before in American history. Those are two facts. And this poll shows that. This poll is consistent with other data. Now, for example, if this poll said 75% of Americans think having children is very important, and we saw the birth rate going down, one of those things wouldn't fit. This poll actually fits with data that you cannot skew. And the patriotism one, it's hard to find other data that fits there, so it might not be true. But when you have a 23-point deviation in 4 years, there's probably something there. Now, to your point, maybe the poll, people are misunderstanding it because they're less patriotic because they have less faith in their leaders and they're misunderstanding the question. But let's just take the patriotic one aside. Let's pretend that one's a bad sample size. The children one and the religion one is supported by other independent data that cannot be skewed. That's not a poll. Less people, fact. Less people are involved in their community than ever before. That is a fact. And this poll also shows that. Less people are going to church than ever before. That goes and shows that. Less people are having children. And on the opposite, we have the most depressed, most suicidal, most alcohol addicted, most drug addicted generation in history. Now, bear with me because I could just see your emails. Charlie, stop being so negative. No, we're being honest. This is like going to the doctor and you say, you know, you have a tumor. Stop being so negative. Well, okay, do you want to hear about the tumor or do you not want to hear about the tumor? Sometimes you have to get harsh, honest news and then have a battle plan, a plan of attack to remove the tumor and have a treatment plan to revitalize the body or the nation. Sometimes it requires plainly spoken truths that you do not want to hear. Okay, now there is one thing that according to this poll has increased in importance, that has increased in value to America. It's not patriotism. It's not religion. It's not having children. It's not getting involved in the community. No, no, no. It's money. According to the Wall Street Journal, when I was 5 years old in 1998, 31% of Americans said that money was an important value. In 2019, 41% of Americans said money is important to them. In 2023, 43% say that money is a value. Said differently, Americans, according to this poll, value money more than community involvement, having children, being religious, or being patriotic. And I have to tell you, that is absolutely consistent with anecdotal evidence when talking with 30-something millennials. They're not having children. They're not going to church, but they are working a lot. They're not saving a lot of money, but money is a vehicle of value for a lot of Americans. And that should be a huge point of concern, because this shows that America is transforming from a country into a colony. We are not a country, first and foremost, that is an economy first. We are a country that has an economy inside of it. We're not an economy that happens to be inside of a country. Neoliberals disagree. Americans have replaced the values that once united us with hyper-identitarianism, self-hatred, and money. That is because the American founding is not properly taught. The byproduct of 1960s feminism and postmodernism is you matter more than everything else. You be you. Live and let live. When in reality, the promise of the American founding was about duty, honor, virtue, patriotism, and an ideal higher than you are. Look, you did the tough thing during the Chinese coronavirus. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you up to $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. I know a lot of people that have benefited from this. I think Congress appropriated way too much money. This program is complicated, but nobody knows it better than the CPAs and tax experts at covidtaxrelief.org. That is covidtaxrelief.org. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had an increase in sales. You did the difficult thing for your employees during the virus. Let covidtaxrelief.org help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidtaxrelief.org. That is covidtaxrelief.org, covidtaxrelief.org. I'd say the emails are now split. Half are rather angry at me that we're covering this topic altogether, saying that I'm a rhino left winger for perpetrating the Wall Street Journal poll. I think that's a rather silly accusation because I'm supporting it by other third-party evidence and just showing trends. But I'd say the other half are actually supporting just what we're observing. Again, I'm really not making any arguments. I'm simply observing data and trying to caution and warn and say, hey, there might be a societal tumor here. Maybe we should remove it. In fact, I want to just kind of get to this one here. Someone says, and now this is interesting. People say, Charlie, people are having less children because it's harder to get pregnant. Well, that's actually not totally the case. That is true. There is an infertility crisis in America, and that's a serious issue, probably caused by low testosterone rates and women being on the pill far too early and far too often. But there's another issue probably with infertility, that outside of infertility, people don't have extra children because they say it's too expensive. That's the number one reason they give to pollsters and other places. But I want to dive a little bit deeper into this idea of how money has now become the chief value of Americans. According to the Wall Street Journal poll, that money is the most important thing. And you might say, well, Charlie, there's no data to support this. Well, actually, there kind of is. Black Friday is treated with more religious fervor in some households than Good Friday. Where do you think there is more movement in America, Good Friday or Black Friday? I think Black Friday matters a lot more to most Americans. Do people give more to the church on Easter weekend, or do they go and purchase gifts more on the weekend after Thanksgiving? So what ties the nation together? If less and less people love the country, if more and more people are becoming secular, if less and less people are having children and less people are involved in their community, and money is all that ties us together, well, then we're nothing more than a colony. And that transformation, that metamorphosis from a country into a colony is a very sad one. Because when you're a colony, then you do not have borders. You just open up your borders. When you're a colony, who cares if you all speak different languages? The language is just money. It's how much stuff you can accumulate. If we're honest with ourselves, America in the last 60 years, our homes are twice as big, filled with twice as much junk and they're half as full because we're having less children. A colony is a categorically different thing than what ties us together as a nation. 78% of Americans, according to the latest poll, have no confidence in the direction that America is headed right now. And again, I'm seeing your emails just flood in. Charlie, why are you not talking? Why are you being so negative? I'm really not. I'm being honest. I'm going to talk about some of the positives here. But if you are just so unwilling to hear a prognosis of your beloved nation that is anything more than hopium, then I can't help you. Now, it's very important that the trends that are showing that we are seeing, does the younger generation love America? Not enough. Is the younger generation religious and honors God? Not even close. Do they want to have children? Majority of young people do not want to have children. According to this poll, 70% of people think that having children is not important. And birth rates are collapsing, just so we're clear. Only 27% of Americans think community involvement is important. And 43% value money. So what this poll shows is actually perfectly consistent with other independent philosophical trends that we're seeing, which is I matter more than we. Rugged individualism matters more than the family unit, matters more than the church, matters more than duty, matters more than honor. But it's not just that our institutions have captured. If all of this is true, which other independent data shows, we have work to do to revitalize the core fiber of the nation. Now, let me say one thing that I now all of a sudden is a positive. That is something that I think can actually be built up as a national rallying cry. Every single one of these numbers, the decline in patriotism, the decline of religion, the decline in having children, the decline in community involvement, shows in great detail, if you were trying to intentionally demoralize the nation, this is what you would do. If you realize that somebody is actually trying to make you give up, then that's actually really refreshing. Then you know you're being played with. You have a different, separate lens. And that means that you independently should go do the moral and good and courageous thing. Let me read you an email that I could not disagree with more. It seems like a very sweet person, but this is a sentiment we're getting every day in our inbox. I'm not going to say the sender of the name, somebody from Missouri. Charlie just wanted to offer a personal thought. I have 5 children and 23 grandkids and 1 great grandkid. If I was a young woman today, I would not have any children. I wouldn't want them growing up in a communist atmosphere. By the way, she's proving the point of the poll. She has 23 grandkids, and now she's saying, I wouldn't want any kids to exist, which is kind of a strange email. Do you want your 23 grandkids to die? That's essentially the argument she's making. She hasn't thought it through because she seems like a sweet person, but she really hasn't thought through the implications of this email. I'm not sure how much longer I can find a reason to stick around. To date, I've only been able to get up every day because my family needs me and my country needs all of our voices. Soon, though, it will be entirely hopeless. Communism will have won, and I will take myself out rather than live in what I'm sure will be literal hell on earth. I have never felt like this any time in my life. Now it's how I feel every day. My God, help us. Thank you for all you do. Total, thank you for listening to the program. But that is the wrong attitude. And I hate to tell one of my elders who has 23 grandkids that you're the wrong attitude. There's always solutions. You got to change your posture. You got to change your state. You got to change the way you're thinking. Find the positive. You have agency. And that is the other thing that I want to tell you is a beautiful thing. You have free will. Let's change it. Let's find out the positives, pour into them, lift up our leaders. Their victory is not inevitable. That is the wrong attitude. And let me just say something about having children. You should have children regardless of what's going on around you. If we are at war, you should have children. If there are concentration camps, you should have children. It is a moral good. It is a moral necessity to replicate the species and to pass down your values so that others might have life. It is never the correct choice, period. To all of a sudden say, well, I'm done. I don't want kids to exist. Yeah, you better believe that we're entering into a Marxist, dystopian, totalitarian hellscape. So what? We're going to have kids. We already have a daughter. We're going to lean right in. We're going to try to fix it. We're going to try to fight it. This is not a time to retreat and say, you know, everything is hopeless. Yeah, look, these trends are really bad. This is, consider me the doctor in saying, Well, you got a tumor on your pancreas. You got a tumor on your digestive tract. You got a tumor in your brain. You got a tumor here. You're like, wow, well, let's get a plan together. You're just going to give up? That attitude is uniquely, it's un-American. It's against everything that we believe in. But oh yeah, you better believe we're up against a lot. But the first thing that anybody in this audience can do is act in your own way, in the micro, that is consistent in the macro country that you want to live. So while your neighbors might not believe in having children, do you believe in having children? And what will you do about it? While your neighbors might not believe in getting involved in the community, are you volunteering at a Boy Scout troop, volunteering in your church? Are you doing what you can to help the community around you? While your neighbors might not believe in robust patriotism, do you have a flag flying outside of your home? And by the way, one of my favorite listeners in Chicago, for years, he would always text me. And he would do what's called the flag straw poll. This is a very interesting thing. And every July 4th, he would drive through the neighborhood and he would just kind of take notes of how many percentage of homes would fly a flag on July 4th. And I would do something at the house I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. When I was a kid, it would be 80% of the homes. Now it's less than 15 or 20%. Now you might say, oh, come on, Charlie, that's just nonsense. You can't. It's an interesting microcosm, which happens to be consistent with the broader poll we're talking about. But you have agency. You got choice. Break out of the shackles of the paralysis and the hypnosis that, well, everything is so terrible and it's falling. What are you going to do about it? You might not be able to win the macro war, but you can do moral, courageous action in the micro that is going to make the world a better place. And in fact, I think one of the big mistakes conservatives have engaged in the last 30 years is we are way too macro-focused and not enough micro-focused. We're focused that all of a sudden our hero's going to come on Air Force One and save us. Meanwhile, as our families are a mess, we don't go to church anymore. We're not tithing to our religious institution, but we're like, hey, everything's going to be fine if we just win the White House. That is an important ingredient. The nation was a healthier nation when we cared less about what was happening in D.C. and more what was happening in our own living room. But you know what's hard about that? It requires you to take responsibility for the immediate, for the personal, for the family. People say, Charlie, is all hope lost? Do you have agency? Do you have free will? If the answer is yes, you are one of the most blessed people ever to live. You have breath, you have choice, and you can make things better. You are not part of some sort of unfolding plan that will eventually destroy you. Yes, the forces against you are overwhelming. We don't fight because we know we're going to win. We fight because it's the right thing to do. Do you know what summarizes that? One word that is hard to find in America: duty, obligation, responsibility. Do the right thing regardless of whether or not you think things are going to work out in your favor. You do the right thing because it is honorable and it is part of the duty to the divine and the good and the true and the beautiful. And look, neoliberalism largely got us here. And that's why money is a core value of Americans. And here's just an interesting question. If you had a loved one dying of alcoholism, would you lie to them or would you tell them the truth? Truth is love. And in Christianity, we believe that. We believe love is the logos, is the divine order of the cosmos. We believe that the spoken word is the highest form of love. Love is not deception. Love is not delusion. Love is not hopium. And so if you love the country, you should be honest that the moral fiber is deteriorating. And so let's fix it. Let's try to do something to turn it around. Someone says, Charlie, I totally can sympathize with the lady from Missouri. Folks today may not want to see their babies and kids suffer, since that's where the CCP and Soros are all leading us. Wait a second. What? If any of you feel this way, you have to acknowledge your children are going to suffer. That's life. I hate to go all Buddhist on you, but the first rule of Buddhism is that life is suffering. Christianity believes that life involves suffering, but it's not all that suffering because suffering has meaning. And so if you acknowledge that there is suffering, you must at least have some sort of higher purpose meaning to make sense of the suffering. I'm shocked. We're getting a lot of emails of people saying, I wouldn't have kids now. I feel really sorry for my grandkids. Why? Do they have free will and free choice to go make a better world? or are they just automatons? It's a very serious question. Continue to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Some people are saying here, Charlie, I feel as if the country is slipping away. Patriotism is declining. What on earth can I possibly do? Well, there's a lot you can do. You can improve your own life. You can improve your own decision-making. Focus on the micro more than the macro. If millions of Americans focus on the micro instead of the macro, things would start to all of a sudden fall into place. And by the way, just so we're clear, it is indistinguishable, the emails I'm receiving, and there's about a couple hundred of them from some of our older listeners that say, I wouldn't have kids. You know, I feel bad for my grandkids. I'm telling my kids not to have kids. It is indistinguishable from Greta Thunberg. Portions of the MAGA movement have become very similar to climate apocalypse alarmism, where they're saying, don't have kids. The climate is going to kill us. Don't have kids. Here's an email here. Charlie, I'm telling my grandkids not to have kids. It's not worth it. Jesus is coming soon. Yeah, that's just not the right attitude. Jesus might be returning in glory. It's not the right attitude to tell people not to be fruitful and multiply. That is a silly argument. I don't know where that comes from. And it's just some sort of narcissism too. I don't like the way the world is, so therefore I don't want you to continue. It's very strange. I don't know where that comes from, but it's really, really bad. It's a very bad idea. And by the way, just as a little side note, when the vast majority of Americans no longer value community involvement, having kids, less religious and less patriotic, it's probably a good idea to put pause on foreign aid to Ukraine. This is not a nation that should be playing footsie with World War III at all. Borders wide open, can't determine what a woman is. Community involvement is down. There's a profound sense of national decline, and there's a mass demoralization campaign. And my advice to President Trump, when I was talking to him on the phone the other day, and my advice will be to him, is be the candidate that will acknowledge the decline and excite people about revitalization. That's it. Decline, revitalization. Decline, revitalization. Because, and people might say, well, isn't that Charlie, make America great again? Yes, that is actually the brilliance of the slogan. Just focus on those two things, that the country is in decline, and then build people up to a place of a moonshot, a telos, an aim. Aim the American people towards a good greater than themselves. Say in a couple, you know, just a little tight soundbite, what does that look like? And say, by the way, President Trump should say, I want people to love America again, patriotism. I want to have a rebirth of church attendance. I want to have more kids. I want more people to be involved in the community. In fact, President Trump should say, I want a nation where we value children more than money. Use this poll as a launching off point for a campaign on revitalization. Because guess what? Deep down, despite the partisanship and despite the terror that is happening in our country, most people actually want to live in a better country. They don't want this trend. And so run on reversing it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.